A father who has no kids of his own adopted three from people he never knew and not even his own blood. He housed, dressed, loved, cared for, and kept us on the path of Deen and were strangers, not even an ounce of his blood. Shunned by his family for his choices in marriage partner and then adoption of three orphans? We were never shown love or affection by his family, yet he loved us unconditionally, proud to call us his children. Never a word of regret passed his lips, always reminding us how we found each of us and how fulfilled Allah has made his life. We were his joy and everyone knew it. No one would ever have known we were adopted, and no one believed when they found out. I often asked my alimas, when I make dua and speak to my Allah and say my daddy, does Allah know I am referring to the only father I ever knew? We are Muslims and we are blessed to have been adopted into a Muslim home and not left being a statistic as abandoned kids moving from foster home to another or being labeled orphans. We thank Allah every day for making us Muslim, giving us Iman, and making us from the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we thank Allah every day for honoring us with a father that ensured we kept it that way when our biological parents abandoned us. Allah, grant my daddy the highest stages of Jannah, forgive him for every sin, make his qabr big and fill it with nur. May Allah favor my daddy on the day of Qiyamah, for he deserves Allah's mercy and favoritism. MashaAllah, well done, Sister Zarina.
Well done, Sister Zarina. It was a unanimous decision from all of us. We thought it spoke directly to the question, how has your father sacrificed to become the Muslim that you are today? Alhamdulillah. From all of us here at Radio Islam, all involved in the father tribute competition, 10 o'clock, TikTok, it's time for us to say goodbye. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all allow us to commemorate the spirit of Ibrahim alayhi salam's sacrifice in the coming days.